Good morning. I'm going to go ahead and call this session of the Kitsap County Hearing Examiner to order. For the record, today is July 28, 2016 at 10 a.m. We have one item on the agenda today. It is the Hoffman After the Fact ADU permit, number 1601919. This is for property at 3640 Green Mountain Road in the Bremerton area. And it is for an after the fact permit on an accessory dwelling unit. My name is Andrew Reeves. I'm a hearing examiner with Sound Law Center, who the county has selected to hold certain land use application hearings like the one we're here for today. I note that at today's hearing, we're accommodating our applicant through the use of technology. So the applicant is not in the room, but we have her on the phone. This is Paulette Hoffman. Can you hear us okay, Ms. Hoffman?
Yes, I can. And I didn't catch your last name, Andrew.
Reeves.
Reeves?
Like Superman.
Like Superman.
So the way that things are going to go today is we're going to take testimony and exhibits. That'll be the evidence that we collect. And we're looking for criteria that justify the permit. The code criteria fall under the Kitsap County Code 17-381-060. And my authority comes from the code in 17-421-020 and 2104-100. I note that I received 22 exhibits prior to today's hearing. Absent any objections, I'm going to go ahead and admit those exhibits into the record.
Okay.
Hearing no objection, I'll go ahead and admit exhibits 1 through 22. Generally, these exhibits have information about the proposed ADU that's already been built, and that includes things like a SEPA checklist, a determination of non-significance, various information from county departments, including the planning department, the health department, and then a thorough staff report prepared by county staff.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's all there.
I think it's all there. I may ask questions of those that testify today, and all testimony will be under oath or affirmation.
Okay.
Note that today's hearing is being recorded, and this will be the only opportunity to collect evidence under RCW 3670B, the Regulatory Reform Act. So typically in a hearing like this, we'll hear from county staff who's prepared the staff report and put together the binder for us, and then we'll hear from the applicant. And then following that, if there's any folks here in the audience that would like to ask questions or testify, we will hear from them, again, under oath or affirmation. I may ask questions.
The people there, I thought it was just going to be you, me, and Catherine. But now Constance is there. Who else is there?
Well, it is, Ms. Hoffman, it's an open record hearing.
Right.
So there is the opportunity, if members of the public are interested in partaking and testifying either for or against, or if they have questions, they are allowed to attend. I'm not certain if we have anyone in the audience and I'm getting the answer is no one that is in the audience plans on testifying. So it's
I didn't think so.
It will just be the three of us speaking. So with that, I think we're ready to move on to Ms. Schaefer to present the application. So she's coming up to the podium now. I'm going to swear her in, and then she's going to present her staff report. I may ask her some questions, and then after that, I'll swear you in, Ms. Hoffman, and then we'll hear from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so now I'm going to swear her in, and do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give her today?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and your name for the record?
My name is Catherine Schaefer.
Great. Please proceed.
Well, my name is Catherine Schaefer, and I am a planner within the Department of Community Development. I have a master's degree in urban and regional planning, and I've worked in the local government setting for about 4 years now. And I'm here today to present a conditional use permit for an after-the-fact accessory dwelling unit. And to begin the presentation, I would just like to add the PowerPoint presentation that I'm going to be presenting today to the record.
Okay.
I believe this will be Exhibit 23.
That's what I have as well. So we'll go ahead and admit Exhibit 23, which is the PowerPoint presentation.
Okay. And this project has been properly noticed, as well as a SEPA appeal period in which no appeals were received. And in my presentation today, I'm going to take you through maps of the subject property. And then I'm going to show you the site plan and the ADU floor plan. And the first map I'm going to show you is going to be the largest map that we have. And then I'm going to focus down from there.
Okay.
So the subject property is located in central Kitsap County. It is on Green Mountain Road, as you mentioned earlier. And this is a small road off of Holly Road, which is a main thoroughfare. Here is the regional map. Like I said, I'm going to scale it down for you. So this is the regional aerial. And as you can see, it is heavily wooded and has rural character to it. And then here is the neighborhood. And you can see that it is in a residential neighborhood, though it does have a rural character. And there are single-family homes surrounding. And, in fact, the closest commercial zone is about 1.7 miles to the west of this property. Mm-hmm. So it's safe to say that it's tucked away in a residential area.
Yep.
And here is the site aerial. The green arrow points to the primary residence, which is 2,715 feet. The blue arrow points to the accessory dwelling unit. It is two stories. The first story is a garage, and the second story is a 750-foot accessory dwelling unit. And here is the critical area map for your for the record. The pink lines represent areas of slope, and the closer the lines are together, the steeper the slope. So, as you can see, there are some steep slopes in the back of the property to the south. However, Title 19, our critical area ordinance, says that there needs to be a 25-foot buffer and a 15-foot building setback from the top of the slope. If that is the case, a geotechnical or a geologic report is required. However, the subject property is far enough away that it exceeds those buffers and setbacks. So, it's not really an issue for this. However, I will show you a picture at the end of this slideshow that'll show the level ground.
And I understand there were a number of curtain drains put in the back there to address
drainage issues. Yes, absolutely.
And a whole house perimeter drain.
Ms. Hoffman, we will get to you at the end. I haven't sworn you in, and we're going to hear from Ms. Schaefer, and then we'll move on to you. So if you want to take notes, and then you can fill me in when I swear you in when she's finished with her presentation, okay?
Sure.
Great, thank you.
So here is the zoning map. To the north, east, and west are like properties zoned rural residential, and to the south is rural wooded. And if you remember from the aerial, that was the heavily wooded area to the south. And now I'm going to get more into the specific. Here is the site plan. And I just want to let you know that I oriented it this way. So we would keep it with the consistent orient from the slideshow, sure. So you wouldn't have to like...
North is this way.
Yeah, exactly. You wouldn't be like, which way is this way? So, and this is the health district site plan, which is considered the official site plan for the project. And it does have the health district approval for water as well as on-site septic. And this property is 0.67 acres. And we have a footnote in Title 17.382 that allows for a property under 1 acre to use the setbacks of the most closely related zone. So while this is zoned rural residential, we're able to use the urban restrictive setbacks, which are 20 feet from the front and 5 from the rear and side. And this property does meet those setbacks for urban restrictive. And there are no other ADUs, mobile homes, recreational vehicles, accessory living quarters, or guest houses present or proposed. The owners do live in the primary residence, and the structure is actually physically attached to the primary residence, so it's meeting that 150 feet regulation. And here's the ADU floor plan. Like I mentioned earlier, the primary residence is 2,715 feet, and ADUs are restricted to either 50% of the habitable area or 900 square feet, whichever one is smaller. And since the ADU is 750 feet, it's under the threshold for either one of those. And here are the building elevations. As you can see, it's in the same design as the primary residence. Both have composition roofs, cement fiber siding, vinyl windows, and are painted the same color as evidenced in this picture here. And as I mentioned earlier about the slopes, you can see that this is the house is built on level ground.
Level there, yeah.
Yeah. So this project was found to be consistent with the Kitsap County Code as well as the comprehensive plan. and no detrimental characteristics were found. And staff recommends approval of this project for with the 22 conditions denoted in the staff report.
Great. That concludes the PowerPoint presentation.
Yes, sir.
Excellent. So I have a few questions for you.
Okay.
We always ask, has the comprehensive plan or zoning code been amended since the date of complete application?
Are you asking me these questions?
These are actually going to be questions for Ms. Schaefer, and then after your testimony, I may have questions for you as well.
Okay.
All right, great.
Yes, the zoning code and the comprehensive have been amended since the date of complete application.
They have changed?
They have been amended since then. The complete application was completed on May 5th, and I believe we adopted the comp plan on June 30th this year.
Okay, so are there any vesting issues with this application?
No, there's no vesting issues. Okay. Some code citations may have changed, like the numeric, sure. But the intent is the same.
Got it. The comp plan designation is rural residential, is that correct?
Correct.
And is that true for all the surrounding properties, or is that southern property?
Oh, the southern property is rural wooded.
Also on under the comp plan designation?
Yes, yes, okay. Again.
And then with the exhibits, I note that both the application and the SEPA checklist are unsigned and undated. Is that just maybe a copy was printed off rather than making a copy of the signed application? But it is a problem in the sense that the application, you know, you sign something that says, I affirm under penalty of perjury that I prepared this application. So
is the actual project application?
Yeah, that'd be Exhibit 1. And then okay. We have the same issue with Exhibit 3, the SEPA checklist is neither signed nor dated.
Yeah, you are correct. I see that in Exhibit 1. Let me check Exhibit 4 now.
3.
Or 3, I'm sorry.
So, if that's the case, can you affirm on the record for me that you did see an application and a CISA checklist that was signed and dated?
I cannot confirm that. I don't know if I saw a signed application or not. I don't.
Okay. We'll have to... When...
I don't recall either way.
Okay.
Yeah. It's there.
Okay. And is that something that I can get back to you with?
Yeah, in fact, we could do that. I think that would be pretty easy
okay.
to just send a lot, you know, email us a
okay.
PDF that has both, just so we have it for the record.
But okay.
It's one of those, you know, it seems like a minor thing, but if someone came back later and had a problem with this application or my decision, they could say, yeah, but the, you know, none of this was signed. And
absolutely. You know, so it is a big deal.
We're just trying to make sure that our I's are dotted and our T's are crossed.
Absolutely. So, yes.
Great. I think the next question I had, and you may or may not know the answer. I think I know the answer, but I figured it was worth asking. The Exhibit 11 from KPUD talks about, it's the proof of service letter. And they talk about the water connections for lots serving one equivalent residential unit, ERU, and may not be used to serve additional lots. Is the thought that this home plus the ADU is the equivalent of an ERU, one ERU? Is that?
I believe that is the intent, since it's already built, it's already serving.
Sure.
So I can imagine that's what the objective was.
Got it.
They called me.
We will get to you soon, I promise. And then I think my only other question for you, Ms. Schaefer, is in the conditions, recommending conditions in your staff report, the very first condition is not really, in fact, a condition. It's a reference to my decision, I believe. It just sort of explains that I have review authority, et cetera, et cetera. So it's not so much a condition of approval. It's more of an explanation of what's going on. And my decision will explain all of that. So what I would propose is we actually just leave condition one blank.
Okay.
Because it's not a condition of approval. And then we'll keep the rest in the numbered order as is.
Okay.
Is that
Yeah, that
acceptable?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Oh, sorry. One more question. So my understanding from reading the file is that this had been, the sort of structure itself had been approved in the past, and it was going to be an art studio, I believe, above the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Has engineering or I mean, has a building permit been issued so that we know that structurally the ADU is
oh,
up to
yes.
code?
Yeah, so this permit is actually 16-0-1919,
uh-huh.
and the building permit is 16-0-1921.
Oh, okay. So there is a pending building
yes.
permit. Excellent.
And your decision today will move that one forward.
Excellent. Okay.
So we will have that, yes.
Thank you very much for that. Okay. Well, I believe that answers all of the questions that I had for you. Thank you very much. At this point, I think we'll move on to hear from the applicant, Ms. Hoffman. So you still with us, Ms. Hoffman?
Yes, I am.
Thank you for your patience. I'm going to assume that you're holding up your hand, and I'm going to give you the oath, okay?
Yep.
Do you swear affirm to tell the truth in the testimony you give here today?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Welcome. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the ADU and the property? And then if I have any specific questions, I will ask.
Okay. One thing when you addressed were when Catherine said that there was a small road off of Holly Road that comes up to our property.
Right.
Is a county-maintained paved road.
Is that Green Mountain Road?
Yes.
Okay, so even though it's a small road, Green Mountain Road is county-maintained and paved.
Yes.
Okay, I've made a note of that. Okay, all set. Did you have other thoughts based on the conversation that Ms. Shaver and I just had?
I don't think so. This house was built with the ADU, which was not an ADU at that time. It was, back in 2005, and the appearance has not changed a bit. It was my art studio until I could no longer get up there. And so it's always been here. It was approved under the additional or into the original permit.
Sure.
Not an add-on.
Right. So this all happened essentially in 2005. It's just the use that is being put to
it. It changed, right.
The
use of that one room up there changed.
Sure. All right. And maybe this will help with my earlier question. Can you affirm for me that your SEPA checklist and your application that were turned in were signed?
Yes.
Okay, that helps. I think we'll still go ahead and have the county send the copy so that I have it for the record, but excuse me. But it is good to
Mr. Hearing Examiner, may I interrupt?
Sure.
Constance Blackburn, for the record, I've been looking into the documents that we have internally here, and the scanned version of the documents that are in our system are not signed.
Okay.
So we will need to complete that with Ms. Hoffman as soon as possible.
Okay. So could you hear that, Ms. Hoffman? So for whatever reason, the documents they have in the record, the ones that don't appear to be signed, so... What I think I'll do is I'll perhaps leave the record open for what's today, Wednesday? How long?
Thursday. You can mail them to me, I'll mail them back.
So maybe till next Friday, we'll leave the record open to get these documents. Does that make the county okay with that? Yeah.
We can complete it as soon as Ms. Hoffman's able to come in and sign the document.
Excellent.
I can't come in. That's why we're doing it this way.
So you'll have to mail the documents in?
Yeah, if you'd mail them, I will turn around and mail them right back.
Great.
I can't believe that I missed that. I truly can't.
Well, we'll sort it out.
Okay.
Okay, so we will get to the bottom of that, and I, like I said, I'm going to leave the record open long enough to get the signed documents so that we have them in the file.
Okay.
But that takes care of those questions. And, in fact, I don't, I mean, it is fairly straightforward. It's good that you're now going through the process of getting the after-the-fact permit and the building permit. That's kind of the goal when these things happen, is to make sure everything's above board and in compliance. And
yep.
So I have no further questions for you, did you have a chance to review the staff report that was prepared?
I have read it every day for a week.
Excellent. So you're very familiar.
Yep.
Did you read the conditions at the end? It's the 22 conditions?
You betcha.
And do you have any issue with those conditions?
No.
No? Okay.
Wait a minute. I did have a check mark someplace here, one or two, maybe. Let me the binder, number 15?
Sure, number 15 relates to the land use binder.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Somebody gonna mail that to me?
So you're saying, let's
binder
see.
Binder shall be prepared by the department and recorded at the applicant's expense. Well, that's fine. Do you take it over to the recorder? Because the next line says applicants shall provide recorded copies of the binder to the department immediately after recording. So that means I have to go down there and...
I'm going to get Ms. Schaefer back, and maybe she can sort of explain the process for the land use binder.
Okay.
Catherine Schaefer, for the record, Ms. Hoffman, yes, you will need to get that recorded with the assessor's office. That way it runs with the land, and you will need to have it notarized, just confirming your identity, obviously. And we actually can do that for free within our office, if that's an issue for you as well.
The DCD?
Yes, ma'am.
Office? Okay. Well, in the recorder's office, they surely have a notary, don't they?
I believe that they do. I can imagine that they do, but I can't confirm that they do. But we're in the same building, so we're happy to assist you.
One way or another.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll get it there.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you all have worked together pretty easily on this project, trying to get this permit process moving forward. So I feel like you everyone will work together and manage to accomplish getting the binder recorded.
Right.
Was that the only one that you...
Did I read someplace where if we sell this, we have to give the binder to the new owner? Did I read that someplace?
I don't recall that, but... But I think you've read it more times than I have.
I'll read it again. I thought I did. Then it doesn't matter. We will turn it over if we got to.
Sure. Okay. Well, other than that, everything looked fine to you in the staff report, and you're okay with the conditions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Let me see. Wait a minute. There's a question mark here. Submit plans for construction of the road approach. Oh, I've already got those in.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay.
Okay. Well, with that, then, I think we're all set. Before I close the record, I just want to make sure there's no one else in the audience that intended on testifying. And I'm getting shakes of the head no. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and I will be closing the record. You'll have your decision here in the next 10. Well, hold on. We're leaving the record open for approximately 1 week. I'm going to say tentatively next Friday. If there's an issue where we don't have, have those documents by next Friday, the clerk, Ms. Blackburn, will let us know and we'll extend it out again. But it is nice to kind of put deadlines on these things so that we can move forward.
But I will be being mailed the binder. Then I go down to the courthouse with it and do what I have to.
Well, the binder is not what I'm leaving the record open for, Ms. Hoffman. What the record is being left open for is we need signed copies
right.
of Exhibits 1 and 3.
Right. Right.
So
I wanted to make sure I got this binder part ready, that they are going to mail me that also at some point. And but it will be mailed to me is what I'm asking, the binder.
The bind. Okay, hold on.
That's number 15.
Right.
Mr. Reeves?
Yes.
And Ms. Hoffman, typically, since you need to sign the binder and have it notarized and recorded in our office, we try to have the applicant come to our office to do all of that in one fell swoop, and then you would take it home with you that day.
Okay.
If we need to make other arrangements, we can do that as well.
Okay. I mean, as long as I have to be down there, I have to be transported lying down most of the time. For one thing, I'm on drugs. And if I can get away without taking the drugs, go and get home and take them, I can do it that way, too. Oh, we'll just see.
Okay, we'll work with you, Ms. Hoffman.
Okay.
Great.
I'll just do it all when I'm down there. Come get it, go do the thing, bring it back.
Certainly.
Well, that's the way we'll do that.
Good. But if you do have a copy of the land use application and the SEPA checklist, a copy that was signed, that's the pressing evidence that we need sent to the county as soon as possible.
Okay, land use and SEPA.
So that's exhibits 1 and 3. So I'm going to tentatively, I'll say the record will be open until next Friday, and I don't have a calendar in front of me. That'll be August 5th.
Okay.
And the record will stay open until we receive those updated exhibits that are signed. And then once the record closes, you'll receive your decision in 10 business days after that.
Okie doke.
Does that make sense?
Sounds good. Catherine, are you still there?
Sure. She's coming up.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to look in my computer because I scanned all these in.
Okay.
I happen to find these two things, and they are signed. Do you want me to call you?
Yes, that would be great. And I do apologize, Paulette. I should have really caught that in the in the review process. So my mistake, and we'll get this squared away.
Okay.
And that's why we have the process.
That's
so
right.
we will get to the bottom of it. I am confident.
Yeah.
I'll look at my copies in the computer, and if I find anything that will help, I'll give you a call, Catherine.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much, Paulette.
Okay.
Okay, well, it sounds like with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the record. Thank you so much for being here, those that are in the room. And Ms. Hoffman, thank you for participating from afar. And I'm going to go ahead and close the record. Thank you very much.
Oh, this has been wonderful being able to do it from my bed. I was just dreading that. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and close the hearing. But like I said, the record will remain open until August 5th, but today's hearing is now over.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Catherine.
Bye.